And right now, we're going to bring in somebody that we have not spoken to on the air, but we hope to speak to on a regular basis in the future. And what we try to do around here, we started a new website, and it's called RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com, RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com. And we like to try to support local journalism. And what we do is we scour the local newspapers, basically in Columbia County, in Dutchess County, in southern Berkshire County in Massachusetts, and, of course, in Litchfield County. We take stories that we think would be of interest to people. We highlight them, put the first paragraph or two up, and then a link to the story so people can go to where the story is. And that's one way you can help support local journalism and also keep yourself informed. One of those sites that I found probably about a month ago, and it's an interesting site because it deals with not only news but also some insight and some information and some opinions, is the Columbia County Morning News. Start your day with, yeah. And now I've got to speak to Jeffrey, and I've got to get the correct pronunciation of his last name. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey, good morning, Marshall. How are you today?
Good. Now, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's very easy. Yay. So
okay.
When I'm walking around, everybody just screams, yay.
Yay. That's not bad. Okay. Well, this is Jeffrey Yay, folks. And he has this site on Facebook, which is terrific because, once again, it's a site that gives you news and information that you won't normally find anyplace else. Now, first, a little bit of background on you, Jeffrey. How'd you get into this? Have you always been interested in news? A little bit of background on you.
To be honest with you, what brought me into this is actually, you know, just following the local politics around New York State and how each county actually interacts with each other. And then you break it down into further cycles on the way the district attorney acts with the judges and the cops. And, you know, you just see the variances, and you almost see like a machine at work. And, you know, and then you pick up the discrepancies and you find the connections of who does what. And then you start finding the bigger stories, and you can break things down into a better cycle. Instead of getting their version, we're searching for the true version. Instead of just taking their version of what's happened, and we're looking for the truth. You know, instead of just doing normal broadcast where they can control the local newspaper or the local TV station, we wanted to do a little bit more in-depth story on some of these stories that they put out.
Now, have you always been interested in going into doing something like this?
No, this is actually started probably about 4 or 5 years ago. You know, I don't know what drove me into it. I started really getting into politics. It actually started with our Columbia County Sheriff. I started following him when he was running against another sheriff candidate, Peter Volkman, for Columbia County Sheriff. You know, it was a hard decision. I was friends with actually both of them at that time. So I had to take a choice on which one was the better candidate, you know, because I saw qualities in both. You know, and then I had to run with it. You know what I mean? And it was kind of hard to keep your position. But then as you started going into it, you started learning more stuff. And, you know, and then I get into the district attorney, and then you just continue. The stories just never end.
So,
they always intersect.
So it was your interest in local politics that got you following not only local politics but the courts, and then other news now, because you have in between 1,000 and 2,000 people that follow you, and you also pop up now other news stories on your Facebook site as well.
Yeah, and then, you know, what's going on now is what I'm noticing and what has developed is I'm picking up more of a larger area, and I think you might have saw my announcement that we're going to pick up a larger regional area of New York State, because what we have noticed is, you know, what happens in Greene County with, let's say, Chris Tagg over in Greene County, the Greene County New York State Assemblyman, and he happens to be my Assemblyman too, because I live in his district. And, you know, you find the stories are interconnected with Columbia County, Dutchess County, the CD19 races, how Mark Molinaro actually plays a part, which I don't know if you all know who Mark Molinaro is.
Oh, yeah, we know him real well.
So we have a Mark Molinaro plays into it. How does, you know, Antonio Delgado play into it? And, you know, another candidate that plays into it, and he's on the COVID-19 task force for Andrew Cuomo, is Gareth Rhodes. He was also running for Congress for the CD19 a few years back. And he was running against, in the preliminary, the primaries, against Antonio Delgado. So, you know, it's just, everything just kind of fell together.
This is one of the reasons why we want to follow you and probably speak with you at least once a week, because our signals, so we have a bunch of different signals, but 88.1 covers a good part of southern Greene County, most of Columbia County, almost all of northern Dutchess County, and then we have our signals that cover in Connecticut and Massachusetts. And we have a couple of shows that emanate out of New York State to provide some statewide news. But we also like to try to provide and keep people informed. So we hope that we can set this up on a regular basis at least once a week, even if it's at 6:20 in the morning like it is on Thursdays, and just take a look at a couple of stories. And a couple of those stories this morning, the first one I saw that I got from you was there's going to be possibly a Trump truck parade, a flag parade, and then a picnic afterwards. And that raises questions about how that will fit in with the COVID-19 regulations.
Yeah, that did raise some questions. Jansky Scavino, which I don't know if everybody knows, is a right-hand man to President Trump. He is always on Air Force One with him. He is everywhere President Trump goes. Dan is with him. And it raised some questions. And the questions I had on this one, I don't care about the Trump parade. I don't care about, supporters on the Democrat. I'm not Democrat. I'm not Republican. I try to stay middle road. But the questions that came up on this one, the high positivity rates in New York State, the post comes up, and I'll read the post exactly where. When I come home to New York in the next week or two, let's do a car, truck, Trump parade. Totally fine. I'm totally fine with that. But here is where it gets concerning. And in the end, some pizza place or barbecue spot in Dutchess County, New York, for dinners, drinks, good times. Needs an organizer. Let's do it. It raised some questions, and I brought this, and I not only put the Facebook message to Mark Molinaro up on my news page, but I had Mark's cell phone, so I called Mark Molinaro. I texted Mark Molinaro this morning. I told him I was going to be on your radio show. Do you have any comments you would like to comment on this, reply back? And his was that I'm a swell guy, laugh out loud. I'm like, okay, so he's not going to answer the questions. But, our questions are actually very legitimate questions, because how are they going to handle this down there? I mean, Dutchess County, let's just talk Dutchess County alone. Dutchess County, at the time we put the story out, had a 2.6 positivity rate. Yesterday, I believe, they had a 3% positivity rate. Their rolling 7-day average is still at 2%. And my question was, would you attend? The several questions that I asked Mark Molinaro, would this be considered a public health risk for the after-spot location? And how would he, as Dutchess County executive, handle such a potential large gathering? And finally, what advice would he give to anyone who plans on attending? And, and it comes back to Governor Andrew Cuomo, too, because we all know Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mark Molinaro don't always see eye to eye. I'm saying they were competitors. So what is Governor Andrew Cuomo's reaction going to be? Not only to Mark Molinaro with a potential of COVID event happening in Dutchess County, but with Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Trump administration. Should we proceed with this? And, and then we also have another factor. The Hudson Valley is also home to Sean Hannity of Fox News, and he has been very vocal about this. So where does it go? Who's going to answer the question? And it seems like this one seems to be a stalemate. Nobody wants to answer this one.
Well, I guess as we go along and see if it actually happens, we'll get those answers. But it's questions like that. And there's another story you wanted to talk about for a few minutes this morning also.
There's two stories I wanted to talk, and I would like to keep that one, the mental health case, a little bit longer on that one. But what I want to touch a little bit really quick on here is, I hope you don't mind, is the COVID-19 in Columbia County. I want to do a real quick comparison how Columbia County is actually running compared to Dutchess County, Albany County, Ulster County with Pat Ryan. So all these other counties, we have a physical face. We have Pat Ryan down in Ulster County as executive down there. He's visually every day. His face. Albany County, you have Dan McCoy. You visually see his face. Mark Molinaro, you see his face every day addressing COVID-19. Here in Columbia County, we're missing that. We have a chairman of the Board of Supervisors who happens to be Matt Morrell. There is no contact with Matt Morrell. There's no visual anything, no daily everything. Once or twice a week, we might get a press release from him. Our visual face is our public health director, which would be Jack Mapp. Now, Jack Mapp, I like Jack Mapp. I know Jack Mapp, very swell guy. Let me tell you what Jack Mapp does for a living. Jack Mapp, his full-time job, running the Department of Public Health. He is the town judge of Stockport, New York. He is a volunteer fireman of Stockville Fire Company. And he is also on the board of directors for CMH, which has raised other questions with us, with the nursing facilities and the CMH hospital down here, Cumberland Memorial Health. Being on the board of directors and being the public health director, can Jack objectively do both positions at once? And does he, is his plate overfull? And the reason I'm saying that is a month and a half ago, if you go back into my page, you'll see a story we did where CMH ran out of 65-plus flu shots. So they ran out of 65-plus flu shots a month and a half ago when they were promoting, everybody get a flu shot, everybody get a flu shot. Their answer was, they're probably not getting any more in. My concern was that where we have a main hospital here that serves Columbia and Greene County and any other emergency purposes. We don't have flu shots for 65-plus when we're pushing this. How can we expect you to be prepared for COVID-19 when this was part of the COVID-19? This has been talked about for months. So how prepared is CMH? How objective can our Department of Health director be by being and serving both positions at one time? That's one example. The other example is, you know, I'm going to put this straight out there, and you follow my page, you know I put it straight out. Our nursing homes, I was very tough on our nursing homes in the spring. You know, I studied our nursing homes over the things, and John Hopkins University also did a study. And COVID cases in nursing facilities is directly correlated to community cases. Our cases are on the rise in Albany, Dutchess, Greene, all these counties, Hudson Valley, and the Capital District. If you pay attention to this chart, and it's on my Facebook page, and if you pay attention to the daily charts, you will see that the rise in the nursing homes that the Johns Hopkins University did, and it was source checked by NHSN, I don't know who that is, and Johns Hopkins University. So the cases coincide with the community spread. The problem we're having now here in Columbia County is we have a high community spread. Albany County has a high community spread. This is going to affect every single nursing home. And as our Department of Health, we sat on this for 5 months. How are we prepared to handle this? Because there's no way we can go back and blame a nursing facility this time around or Governor Andrew Cuomo is putting positive cases in. Because now it comes back to the local public health director. How did we protect the nursing facilities? You know, Senator Sue Serino from Dutchess County, I find very fascinating. I love following her. She put out a great post about a couple months ago, and she was talking about, of course, the disaster in the spring with the nursing facilities. Fine, I get that. With the harshing on the past, we need to move beyond that. We have a second wave coming. But what struck me with Sue Serino is she had a plan for, you know, how we're going to handle the second wave with the nursing facilities. And then the elections came up, and her plan originally was to try to get a COVID-19 facility for the nursing facility as a holdover facility to contain some of the COVID patients within these facilities and the hospitals instead of putting them back into these facilities and relieve the stress from the hospitals and the nursing facilities. That was a great thing. The elections happened. We haven't heard anything. I'm looking to follow up with her on where she went with it. But honestly, you know, we're now entering the second wave or the third wave, whoever wants to call it, whatever you want to call it. It's too late. Where, you know, our cases, our community spread is really high.
Yeah.
How are we going to justify that in the nursing home?
You know, it's the same thing here. We only got a few seconds left, but it's the same thing here. We follow the cases on a daily basis. Northwest Connecticut and Connecticut as a whole is up. South Berkshire County is up. Dutchess County is up. Not as much as Columbia County. Columbia County is a real hot spot. And we just try to keep people aware and informed and just say, you know, wear the mask, social distance, and let's see if we can keep this from being getting even higher. Well, if you don't mind, Jeffrey, we'd like to chat with you on Thursday mornings from now on, right around this time, for about 10 or 12 minutes each week, just to keep us informed of what's going on in those counties.
That's absolutely great. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
We will talk later on that.
All right. Well, then I will speak to you next week. And also, we remind people that you're on Facebook with the Columbia County Morning News Start Your Day with Yay. And Jeffrey, we'll speak to you next week.
All right. You have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself.
You too. Hey, thanks, Jeffrey. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So that is a new segment that we're going to debut here on Robin Hood Radio.